What equipment is required on a food truck? So in this video, I'm actually excited to bring you a list of specific food truck equipment that's required. Now, this is no matter what kind of cuisine, food, or sweets, or baked goods, or whatever it is that you're making, these are going to be pieces of equipment that are pretty much required across the board, and we're going to get into that list right now. All right, so welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damian Roberti, founder and CEO of Marketing Food Online. In this video, as I mentioned in the introduction, we're going to cover a handful of required equipment, not just random equipment that you need for your food truck, but these are pieces of equipment that are across the board going to be necessary in order for you to get your inspections, get signed off, and then get your food truck up and running. But before we do, I want to thank our sponsor, ClickLease.com. If you're actually in the marketplace and you need a food truck equipment list filled, well, ClickLease.com will be the place that you want to go. So who is ClickLease? Well, they have approvals for $500 to $20,000 for food truck equipment. All credit scores are welcome at ClickLease. And also, one of the great features about it is that customers can pick their own lease term agreement. This is actually a monthly payment, and then whatever fits your budget best, they are very flexible in those monthly payments. So you definitely want to check them out. There's also no hard credit pull with ClickLease.com. And the one thing that's really amazing about ClickLease that I'm really excited to tell you about is that they have no time and business requirement. When I started my food business quite a few years ago, I can give you and attest to this, that nobody wanted to touch me unless I had 2 or 3 years minimum experience in the food industry. A lot of financing companies require a business to have a certain amount of years, and basically they won't even go near you. Well, they don't do that. ClickLease.com is a place to go to if you're looking to lease any type of food truck equipment that you need to get up and running. They're going to work very, very flexible with you and get you in some terms that best fit your budget, but more importantly, get you the money you need for the specific equipment to get your food truck business going. So definitely worth at least checking them out. I would say go down in the description section, click on that link that we have set up, and then go to their website and see what they can actually do to help you get your food truck business up and running. The biggest expense, second to only a food truck itself, is the equipment purchase. So this is definitely something that's worth looking into, and I highly recommend you take a look at that. And of course, you can touch base with them, reach out to them if you've got questions, you're not very familiar with the process, if it's all new to you, and they'll definitely help you get you on the way. So let's dive into this list of required food truck equipment. All right, so number one, when you're starting your food truck business, you are going to need a 3-compartment sink. Now, these are, and they come in different sizes, they come in different shapes, and because every food truck is physically structured in different ways, of course, that's easy to understand. You may have to figure out which one is best for you. They come in 3 compartments because that is specifically set up for a reason. Number one, the first part of your 3-compartment sink is for washing. The second one is for rinsing. And then the last one is for, I'm sorry, the second one is for sanitizing. And then the last one is for rinsing. So that 3-compartment is actually set up for a process. And of course, your health department will tell you more specifically about that. So when you're washing and cleaning any of your utensils or any of the cookware, anything that you've got that has to be washed, rinsed, and sanitized, that is the whole method behind having a 3-compartment sink. Now, the next thing that you're going to need to have, and this is a must, and this is actually something that we have even in our commercial bakery and candy business, the Department of Agriculture required us to have a 3-compartment sink, a hand wash sink, and a mop sink. Now, most food trucks won't necessarily have a requirement for the mop sink per se. Many times they'll have different types of sanitizing apparatuses and accessories that you'll have because it's different type, it's configured differently on a food truck. But the hand washing sink is a requirement. That's going to be a separate sink that has nothing to do with the 3-compartment sink in order for you and your employees, of course, to wash and sanitize and clean their hands. And then, of course, some type of paper towel dispenser or something where they can dry their hands off as well. So number one is going to be that 3-compartment sink. Number two is going to be your hand washing sink. Next up, shelves for storage. So of course, no matter what kind of food product you're actually going to make or produce or sell, you've got to have shelves, right? You've got to have shelves for any type of small wares, any type of ingredients that may not need refrigeration or freezer, any type of pots and pans. If you're going to go that route, one little tip though, keep in mind that if you're utilizing shelving for some of your equipment, make sure that you have them secured. It's not something that's easy to do to drive around in a truck all day when you have a stainless steel shelf that's very slippery and has pots and pans, and you make a left or right turn, I can guarantee you they're going to be on the floor. So securing them safely on those shelves is a must. You've got to make sure that you have them secure, because otherwise every time you go to an event, you're going to spend an hour picking up everything off the floor, which obviously you can't do that. So make sure that your shelving that you have is secured enough to keep all of the small wares and things that you've got in them, not from going onto the floor. So next up, work tables and prep tables. Now again, these are a must and required, because no matter what you make, if you're making gelato or if you're making hot dogs or tacos, you need to have some form of prep table. Now, depending upon the amount of space that you have, you need to check the marketplace. And by the way, I'll have a ton of links down below this video as well for all of these different types of pieces of equipment. So at least you can begin your search and your hunt for some of this equipment and find out where you can get it from. But you need to also have those prep tables. So depending upon, again, the space you have available, because if you have something that requires cooking and you have a gas grill or gas range, and those are really big, big units, even for food trucks, and you've got a 3-compartment sink, a hand wash sink, and maybe some refrigerators or freezers, your space begins to dwindle down. So make sure that you get the right size and the right fit for those type of prep tables. But no matter what you make, I guarantee you, you'll need to have some type of prep service, prep storage space on the top of those shelves as well. Next up is a boiler system. Now this is for hot and cold running water, okay? So if you've got any system set up where you've got to have fresh running water, which you will, and obviously in a food truck, it is an entire restaurant's kitchen inside of your truck. You've got to have hot and cold boiling water. So those boiler units you need to have and make sure that they're functioning properly. That's something that's where your 3-compartment sink and hand wash sink, all of that water that obviously comes up through there, you need to have that boiler system in place as well. Now, no matter what you make or sell too, you're going to pretty much need either a fridge or a freezer or a refrigerator freezer unit. Now, in some cases, these can be together in a much smaller size and apparatus. But if you've got ingredients that need to maintain their temperature and be frozen, if you need something that needs to be refrigerated before you use it and tap into it, if it's an ingredient, a refrigerator and freezer is a must. So definitely take a look at that. And of course, depending on the size and how much of the volume of business you think you're going to do, the size of those units will be dependent upon that, okay? But the idea to have a fridge and a freezer is something that is definitely a must. Now, the most important aspect of a food truck is to have power, obviously. So where do food trucks get their power from? They get it from generators. Now, these types of generators can be powered, though, in a multitude of different ways. And I actually did a little research. There was a friend of ours who contacted us that actually transitioned his food truck to solar power panels, which was quite interesting. He lives in a state that's actually quite inundated with sun, but he uses solar panels, and it has actually worked quite well and saved him a lot of money. Up front, they're a little more expensive than getting a generator, but you can get a gas-powered generator, which is a must, or a propane generator. Now, the other thing is, of course, solar paneling. If you want to go that route, again, check down below in the descriptions. I've got a few links to help you get started with the search on that as well. We put a few links for different solar panel generated generators as well, which get their energy from that. So their food truck is very easy as far as when it comes to figuring out what type of energy you need. It's just depending on your budget and figuring out what works best. But you can definitely get a gas-powered generator or a propane or even a solar panel one. Now, those are required. Now, next up, let's talk about a little bit about some of the equipment that may or may not be needed. Now, when I mentioned earlier about the gas range, some may not actually need that. If you're an ice cream truck, or if you're doing baked goods, or if you're not doing anything that's requiring cooking and you're allowed to prep on your food truck itself, a lot of food trucks in certain cities and counties are required to do all of the prepping in a commissary or commercial kitchen prior to going out for the day for their business. Now, with that being said, you may or may not need a gas range if you're doing desserts or ice cream, or if your food truck is selling prepackaged foods, which you can do as well. Those are items that you don't even make or even prepare on the food truck. So you may or may not need a gas range. The type of cooking pans and saucepans and things of that sort, those are also may be needed, but are not required based upon the type of cuisine. And let's dive a little bit more into it. You may also need, of course, your menu boards. Those are the boards that sit out in front of the food truck itself. You're going to need, obviously, a water pump as well, which needs to tie into your boiler system so you can actually push the water up in from your water tanks in through the sinks and such for you to use it. And any other type of small wares that you would need to prepare your food, such as napkins, saucers, plates, or any type of utensils, those are things also that are dependent upon the type of food that you're making. So going through the list of what is equipment required for a food truck, those first few things are a must no matter what. Definitely check with your health department if they also require anything additional, because every local city or county's health department will require certain things for you to get past for inspections. And also, as I mentioned before, check out Clicklease. Definitely give them a try. Look down below for that link. They are able to get you up and running with those large purchases of food truck equipment. And that is what they do. They specialize specifically in doing those large equipment purchases. But remember, it is a lease, which is something that's great. It's not a loan. So definitely check them out. And then let us know what you think about any of the things that you've got in this video. If you have questions about it, give us a holler down below. Let us know. Give us a comment. And we'll definitely help you out as soon as possible. So we'll see you guys in our next video.